From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequencies shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. All nations should bolster global health architecture. G20 opportunity to expand farmers' access to global markets. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati urged all countries to strengthen the global health architecture through Indonesia's G20 presidency to build a world that is more resistant to the COVID-19 pandemic or upheaval in the future. The team Recover Together, Recover Stronger under Indonesia's G20 presidency underscores the significance of global cooperation to deal with this current pandemic and prepare every country for the future. She also remarked that Indonesia's G20 presidency that comes amid the COVID-19 pandemic crisis makes health as one of the priorities to be discussed at this international forum. Indonesia's G20 presidency will review and evaluate ways that prove capable of strengthening health system at the national, regional, and global levels to make the world more prepared for and resistant to all threats of public health. Indonesia's G20 presidency has opened up opportunities for the nation's agricultural sector to expand access to global markets. This was affirmed by head of the Research Center for Indonesian Policy Studies, CIPS, Felipa Amanta. According to Amanta, Indonesia should take advantage of the momentum of the G20 presidency to encourage the participation of farmers and MSMEs in the agricultural food sector in the global market. However, currently she noted, they are still unable to compete with other countries. The quantity and quality of local farmers' production and post-harvest processing in Indonesia are still considered a challenge. The challenges included limited land, which is restricting business scale, difficulties in accessing agricultural inputs, which are suppressing productivities, and the need for affordable seeds or fertilizer to be fulfilled. Head of the Presidential Staff Office, KSP Muldoko, has emphasized the importance of accelerating COVID-19 vaccination for children aged 6 to 11 years in a view of the increasing number of infection among them. According to data provided by the Health Ministry as of February 16, 2022, the COVID-19 vaccination coverage among children aged 6 to 11 years was just 66.72% of the 17.6 million children targeted for the first dose and 29.28% or 7.7 million children targeted for the second dose. Overall, the Indonesian government is aiming to immunize 26.4 million children from the age group. A different approach and resource supports are needed to boost children's interest in getting vaccinated. The government needs to collaborate with the private sector to accelerate vaccinations among children. Let's move on to the international news. Singing and dancing will resume in nightclubs in Sydney and Melbourne from Friday, while most mandatory check-ins have been scrapped as officials lifted nearly all COVID-19 curbs in Australia's biggest cities amid a steady fall in hospital cases. The relaxation in social distancing rules comes ahead of the full reopening of the Australia's international borders on Monday, after nearly 2 years, boosting business confidence battered by stop-start lockdowns. People admitted to hospitals due to the coronavirus in the country more than halved to around 2,600 after peaking at just under 5,400 more than 3 weeks ago. Oil prices retreated on Friday after wild swing during the week as the prospect of the extra supply from Iran returning to the market outweighed fears of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, which could disrupt supply. Brent crude futures fell 68 cents or 0.7% to $92.29 a barrel at 0124 GMT, extending a 1.9% drop from the previous session. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures shed 67 cents or 0.7% to $91.09 a barrel after sliding 2% in the previous session. Both benchmarks contract were headed for their first weekly fall in 9 weeks after hitting their highest points since September 2014, with a deal taking shape to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. Canada on Thursday approved Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine for people aged 18 years and older, making it the fifth such shot to be cleared for use in the country. The vaccine safety and effectiveness in people younger than 18 years have not yet been established, Health Canada said in a statement. Canada has committed to purchase 52 million doses of the vaccine with an option to buy up to 24 million doses more. The Dominican Republic ended all COVID-19 public health restrictions on Thursday, including a mask mandate and vaccine checks in public spaces, despite not yet reaching the government's vaccination target of 70% coverage for adults. After President Abinader's order was announced, health worker union leader Senen Kaba expressed concern that the decision to end coronavirus restriction could discourage unvaccinated Dominicans to get their jabs. Listener, now let's move on to diplomatic corner on the situation in Ukraine is relatively conducive. Indonesian citizens are still safe. The Indonesian embassy in Kiev conveyed that the situation in Ukraine is still relatively conducive and Indonesian citizens there are safe. Through a press statement until the information received on Tuesday night, the Indonesian embassy in Kiev stated that the local residents seems to remain calm. There was no panic buying or rushing to take money at the local banks. According to the monitoring of the Indonesian embassy in Kiev, some foreign representatives have appealed to their citizens who do not have interest to leave Ukraine and return home. However, this is still an advisory and there have not been foreign representatives who actively evacuated their citizens to leave Ukraine. Based on data from the Indonesian embassy in Kiev, currently there are 138 Indonesian citizens in Ukraine. The number has decreased from the previous number of 148 people. It is because some Indonesian citizens who made temporary trips to Ukraine have returned to Indonesia. The Indonesian embassy in Kiev also stated that the staff of the embassy continuously communicate with Indonesian citizens in Ukraine. The embassy also appeals to Indonesian citizens to always keep alert and monitor official information submitted by the local authority. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'll begin today in history with the event on February 18, 1932, when Japan established the puppet state of Manchukuo in northeastern China. Beginning in 1931, when this area was attacked and successfully controlled by the Japanese, a year later, a pro-Japanese government was established in the region to liberate itself from China with Puyi, the last Qing emperor, as regent and emperor. The establishment of the state of Manchukuo or Manchuria was aimed at making Japan more secure and freer to move in mainland China. However, during the Second World War in August 1945, Manchuria was controlled by the Soviet Union. The following year, the Soviet Union handed back Manchuria to China. Moving on to 1943, Hitler's Minister of Propaganda Paul Joseph Goebbels declared the total propaganda war. As a propagandist, Goebbels was respected by many scientists. He is considered a pioneer and developer of modern propaganda techniques. The accurate technique of his expertise was named the Big Lie technique. By using film and shortwave radio, which reached various parts of the world, he propagated Nazi doctrine. Even on February 18, 1943, he declared the total propaganda war to raise the morale of German soldiers on the battlefield. Goebbels became the third most popular person in Germany after Führer, Hitler, and Martin Bormann. Last event is in 2005, the hostage of Metro TV Journalist Court in Iraq. Two Indonesian private television journalists Metro TV, Mutia Hafid and cameraman Budianto, were kidnapped and held hostage on February 18, 2005 by a group of armed men. The kidnapping took place while they were on duty in Iraq. At that time, Metro TV's last contact with Mutia Hafid was on February 15. After negotiating with the hostage taker, with the assistance of the local security forces, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Metro TV, Mutia Hafid and Budianto were finally released on February 21, 2005.
Satu kejeniusan walaupun tidak pernah terlihat.
Takkan mudah
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Asian Development Bank ADB approved a loan worth $150 million to support facilities that can accelerate Indonesia's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. This loan will later become a catalyst for government and private funding in supporting green and viable infrastructure projects in order to help Indonesia achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The Sustainable Development Goals Indonesia One Green Finance Facility, which is the first time in Southeast Asia, aims to finance at least 10 projects with a minimum of 70% of the financing supporting green infrastructure and the rest supporting the SDGs. Head of the ADB's Green and Innovative Financing Unit for Southeast Asia, Anuj Mehta, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the SIOGFF is intended to be a catalyst for up to 8 times the funds he invests in supporting climate-friendly infrastructure and assisting Indonesia's progress towards the SDGs. Anuj Mehta also ensures that this facility will design viable projects to attract funding to complement government spending, including from private or institutional and commercial sources. He said the loan to the Indonesian government would be forwarded again to PT Sarana Multi Infrastructure or PT SME, a state-owned institution for infrastructure financing that will manage the facility. The ADB has also approved technical assistance to help strengthen PT SME's ability to operate the facility and expand PT SME services to support other borrowers and catalyze private funding. The $1.2 million in technical assistance came from the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and $375,000 from the Luxembourg Financial Sector Development Partnership Special Fund. According to the ADB report, Indonesia's annual infrastructure financing needs from 2016 to 2020, after including the climate change component, are estimated at an average of around $74 billion, with the annual infrastructure financing gap reaching $51 billion. Overall, the project is in line with Indonesia's 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda and follows ADB's country partnership strategy to Indonesia 2020-2024, which focuses on accelerating economic recovery and strengthening resilience.
Dekatku. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Pacitan Regency in East Java is famous for its beautiful beaches, such as Klayar, Banyu Tibo, Puyutan, and Serau. In addition, Pacitan also has many wonderful tourism destinations. One of them is Maron River. Due to its beauty and authenticity, the river gets the nickname the Amazon River, coming from East Java. The distance is about 40 kilometers from the Pacitan Square, while it takes approximately 1 hour by motorcycle. You have to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah to enter the Maron River tourism attraction. By walking 20 meters from the entrance, you will arrive at the river bank. Here, you will see a row of boats docking at the side of the river on a small dock. To enjoy the wonder of this tourism area, you have to try the river crossing adventure. You can also rent boats owned by the local residents with a maximum capacity of 6 people. Before going down the river, you are recommended to wear a life jacket. Tour along the river stretches for 4.5 kilometers for 45 minutes. When you go down this river, you will enter a river that divides the forest area. It is not surprising that the destination is nicknamed the Amazon of Indonesia. It is because the right and left sides of the river are surrounded with shady tropical forests. Along the river, you will enjoy the bluish-green water of the Maron River. Coming closer to the end of the riverside tourism route, you will go along the coral hills near the beach. During the trip along the river, you can also enjoy some interesting photo spots. There is one favorite photo spot, namely a swing that is attached to a large tree trunk above the river. You can relax by sitting on the swing with your feet touching the surface of the river. But of course, the best spot is by sitting at the end of the boat, which has a backdrop of lush trees and streams. This walking river tourism trip will end at Niroboyo Beach. You can go down for a moment and enjoy the atmosphere of the beach. The boat driver will wait for 2 hours maximum before returning to the dock. Besides the river activity, you can also swim and fish in the Maroon River. The tourism attraction is equipped with toilets, restaurants, and a large parking lot.
Hampir ku lupa pernah ku menangis karena aku berharap jauh. Lalu ku berpikir aku pun mengerti, ternyata cinta tak begitu yang ku pikir. Cinta hanya seperti cerita, engkau raja dan ku ratunya. Kau jadikan aku bintang-bintang di kisahmu, oh kasihku sempurna aku. Cerita engkau raja dan ku ratunya. Kau jadikan aku bintang-bintang di kisahmu, oh kasihku sempurna aku. Aku ingin denganmu sampai akhir waktu. Cinta ini hanya untuk dirimu. Percayalah, oh percayalah, belahan jiwaku selamanya aku milikmu. Aku ingin denganmu sampai akhir waktuku. Cinta
you've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miss Eleni for today has a topic: the National Research and Innovation Agency develops driverless electric car. Listeners, the National Research and Innovation Agency has developed an autonomous or driverless and environmentally friendly electric vehicle. The agency makes electric vehicles semi-autonomous by using a remote driving mechanism or teleoperation. This vehicle can be used in restricted areas or special areas. Take for example, it can be used in tourism attractions, industry, and office areas as feeders. Acting head of the Center for Electric Power and Mechatronics, Hasnan Abimanyu explains that this car is a one-passenger vehicle. This vehicle is often referred to as a micro-electric vehicle. Micro-electric vehicle teleoperated driving system is a term for electric vehicles that are built and driven remotely. This car has dimensions of 1,475 mm long, 990 mm long wide, and 1,470 mm high, weighing about 80 kg. The agency equips this car with a lithium battery with a maximum usage of about 46 minutes with a maximum speed of 10.88 km per hour. Furthermore, the battery capacity will be increased, but the maximum speed will not be increased because the vehicle is driverless. The system is also equipped with 6 ultrasonic sensors as approximately sensors, IMU sensors to determine vehicle orientation, GPS to determine exact position, and 4 cameras that function as vision. By design, micro-electric vehicle teleoperated driving system looks simple. It is equipped with 4 LED lights at the front, oval-shaped brake lights at the rear, and 6 LED lights forming a triangle as turn signals. At the top of the hood, an amber rotator lamp is added, which will light up as an alarm in the event of a teleoperation malfunction. The system is expected to be the forerunner to the development of autonomous vehicles for larger passenger capacities, such as microbuses and medium and large buses. That's miscellany.
Ku tak akan bersuara. jadi kehancuran cinta kita. Andainya hatimu seperti hatiku, andainya hatimu seperti hatiku.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music honor, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java, entitled Mojang Jaipong, to be sung by Mas Yuning. The song narrates a Jaipong dancing girl. Mojang dance, which is a social dance, is one of the typical dances from West Java. The Jaipong dance itself was created by Gugum Gumbira by adopting and combining various basic movements in the performing arts of Ketuk Tilu, Mask of Banjet dance, and Pencak Silat. Unlike the Jaipong dance, which is usually danced in a pair, the Mojang Jaipong dance is only danced by women who grow up to be teenagers by wearing traditional Sundanese clothes. At the top, the dancer wears a brightly colored kebaya complemented by Sundanese batik clothes. At the bottom, hair ornaments are made attractive and facial makeup is made minimalistic, but they still give off a beautiful Mojang Sundanese aura. Well, listeners, here is the original song from West Java entitled Mojang Jaipong, sung by Mas Yuning.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Dari seribu rayu manis yang datang.
Jangan pernah merasa gelap di antara sinar-sinar yang terang. Jangan pernah engkau merasa sepi bila engkau di tengah keramaian. Jujur saja, wahai kekasih, saat ini aku tak bisa jauh.
Apalagi harus melupakanmu. Sedetik
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.